Moving on now, the Russian military plans to evacuate up to 1,000 people from the southwestern de-escalation zone in Syria. That's going to be done via a humanitarian corridor near the city of Dara. People are set to be evacuated to Syria's northern Idlib province. Russia says the number of villages and towns that have joined the truce in southwestern Syria has increased to 90. Meanwhile, Syrian government forces have tightened the noose on foreign-backed terrorists in their offensive to fully liberate Dara province. The army has captured Umm al-Mayadeen town near Dara city following heavy clashes with the terrorists. A large number of terrorists were killed in the fighting. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Muhammad, tell us about the evacuations and its implications.
Yes. First of all, the Russians have been mediating between the Syrian government and various militant groups that are positioned in various towns and villages around Daraa in Syria south in order to reach reconciliation deals, meaning that those militants will be surrendering their heavy and medium weapons, and the Syrian government will be taking control of those areas without a fight. Nearly 90 towns and villages have actually engaged in such reconciliation deals, and one of the items of such deals is that the militants who refuse to actually reconcile with the government will be given a chance to be bussed out with their individual and light weapons towards the northern city of Idlib. And this is what we're expecting to see very soon. We have seen empty buses arriving to southern Syria in preparation for transporting those 1,000 militants and perhaps their families towards the northern city of Idlib, similar to any reconciliation deal that happened in Syria throughout the unrest. This is regarding the evacuation process. But in the meantime, the Syrian army continues its military operations in Syria south, particularly west of Nasib border crossing with Jordan, which the Syrian army took control of just 2 days ago. Just about 5 minutes ago, the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, its media center, announced that the Syrian army has taken control of 27 border guard positions west of Nasib border crossing on the borderline between Syria and Jordan. What this means is that the Syrian army is actually closing more and more of the gateways that terrorists used between borders between Syria and Jordan for infiltration and weapons smuggling, meaning that the army is tightening the noose more and more on terrorists in the towns and villages west of Daraa and close to Al-Quneitra, and actually preventing any kind of infiltration during the Syrian army's operation that is happening right now and that started last month. Over there, the Syrian army is aiming to lay a siege, to impose a siege on the militants inside those towns and villages of Al-Quneitra and west of Daraa. And if they refuse a reconciliation deal militarily, the army is aiming to control those areas.
Thank you for the update, Muhammad. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joining us from Damascus.